Sure.
Behind you!
Get out! Stay down!
Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out, you stupid son of a...
Go, go, go!
Keith!
Oh, stay down. We want to hurt no one. We're here for the bank's money, not your money. Your money's insured by the federal government. You're not going to lose a dime. Think of your families. Don't risk your life. Don't try and be a hero. Right now, I want you to sit on the floor and put your hands on your head. Anybody feel sick? Anybody got heart trouble? Go ahead and lean against the wall. Give me the key.
What key?
Get out! And stay down!
Sit there. Sit there. Don't move. Let it bleed.
Thank you.
Get that girl now, now!
I was five and he was six. We rode on horses made of sticks. He wore black and I wore white. He would always win the fight. Bang, bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shot me down. Seasons came and changed the time. When I grew up, I called him mine. He would always laugh and say, remember when we used to play? Bang, bang, I shot you down. Bang, bang, you hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, I used to shoot you down. Music played and people sang. Just for me, the church bells rang. Now he's gone, I don't know why. And till this day, sometimes I cry. He didn't even say goodbye, he didn't take the time to lie. Bang, bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shot me down.
Come rain or come shine.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Radio Station EXP. Tonight we are featuring an interview with a very peculiar-looking gentleman who goes by the name of Mr. Paul Caruso on the dodgy subject of are there or are there not flying saucers, or UFOs. Please, Mr. Caruso, could you give us your regarded opinion on this nonsense about spaceships and even space people?
Thank you. As you all know, you just can't believe everything you see in here, can you? Now, if you will excuse me, I must be on my way.
But I don't believe
I'm not afraid to die. Because they're both dead.
Don't let the door close! People have a full measure of life, and most people just watch it slowly drip away. But if you can summon it all up at one time, in one place, something glorious. My time here is over. You must go and search out Katana. It'll take the power of you both to destroy the shield.
Will I ever see you again?
Who knows, Highlander? Who knows? Go.
Break my heart, Mr. Big Stuff. You never. never gonna see me cry, Mr. Big Stuff. Who do you think you are, Mr. Big Stuff? You're never gonna get my love.
Thank you. Your card again.
Thanks. I just got a last night unlimited.
Like, totally blew my allowance. Now, check this out. You win $5 million from the Pulitzer sweepstakes, and the same day that Big Ed guy gives you the check, aliens land on the Earth and say they're gonna blow up the world in 2 days. What do you do?
That's easy. I just slide that wad over to my father, because he is like one of the top brokers in the state.
If I got that money, I'd give it all to the homeless. Every cent.
You're beautiful. If you're gonna openly be a bitch.
It's just Heather. Why can't we talk to different kinds of people?
Fuck me gently with a chainsaw. Do I look like Mother Teresa? If I did, I probably wouldn't mind talking to the geek squad.
Did you see that? Heather number one just looked right at me.
If you will suck my soul, I will lick your funky emotions.
Is this America? Is this freedom?
No!
Is this democracy?
No!
Is this equality?
No!
Only one! Freedom!
Taking this shit into the effect mode, expressing my feelings before I explode. About the suffering passed on to a black man. The money hungry seeking white man, fucking up our streets with pollution, then lock a nigga up for the solution. There they go again, picking on the little man. Fuck with the cartel or the white man.
You think you can thank me? You need a fucking army, you're gonna thank me. Yeah? Come on. I took you off the fucking hell. Come on, come on.
Arrest music. musicians for the things they say, but can't find a crime after it got sprayed. This is America, in God we trust. We won justice, but our dick is in the dust. The dust, the dust. Type, so I fit the description. A nigga has a stigma for pushing a pimpin'. Police harass me and public embarrass me. They use brutality without asking me. A man gets out his car and reach for his license. Cops pulls a gun and cold iced him. I'm a victim of society. I got societal ills. It's harder to pay bills than pop pills. You send a brother off to fight for your country. When asked for hours, we get nothing. I look for work and get my feelings hurt. They got my back against the wall, and my dick is in the dirt, dirt, dirt.
Talk about this man they call Nino Brown, the black man they call Nino Brown. You know, there's a lot of Nino Browns in every city in the United States of America. America has formed a Nino Brown in every city, basically because we have no way out. Ah, is that what America really wants us to think? That we don't have a way out? Here's an example. You have never seen a black man come into Miami with pounds and pounds of marijuana, pounds and pounds of cocaine. You have never seen a black man drop off a kilo load of cocaine out of a plane. You have never seen this, but yet and still it's in our community every day, and we're the ones going to jail for it.
The system is designed to lead us astray, so we turn to drugs and guns for pay. It's a sign of the times, I got to get mine. All I live is a life of crime.
Come up hard from the ran down ghetto. You talk your ass off, but tell me what a nigga know. All I see is a lot of neighborhood drama. Babies crying, I wonder where's the mama. She OD'd and got rushed to trauma. A dealer has to deal to make a fast buck. She was just a patient, what the fuck. His back's against the wall and his dick's in the dust. Dust, dust.
Yo, what's up, Blastmaster KRS-One? This jam is kicking. Word. Yo, what up, D-Nice?
Yo, what's up, Scott LaRock?
Yo, man, we chilling. This Funky Fresh Jam. I want to tell you a little something about us. We're the Boogie Down Production Crew. And due to the fact that no one outside there knew what time it was, we have to tell you a little story about where we come from.
South Bronx. The South, South Bronx. The South Bronx. The South, South Bronx. The South Bronx. The South, South Bronx.
People tell me this style is terrific. It is kinda different, but let's get specific. KRS-One specialize in music. I'll only use this type of style when I choose it. Party people in a place to be. KRS-One attack. You got dropped off MCA cause the rhymes you wrote was whack. So you think that hip hop had its start out in Queensbridge? If you pop that junk up in the Bronx, you might not live. Cause you're in
South Bronx, the South, South Bronx, the South Bronx, the South, South Bronx, the South Bronx, the South, South Bronx, the South Bronx, the South, South Bronx.
I came with Scott LaRock to express one thing. I am a teacher and others are kings. If that's a title they earn, well, it's well deserved. But without a crown, see, I still burn. You settle for a pebble, not a stone like a rebel. KRS-One is the holder of a boulder. Money folder. You want a fresh style? Let me show you. Now, way back in the days when hip hop began, with Coca, LaRock, Kool Herc, and then bam, Beat Boys ran to the latest jam. But when it got shot up, they went home and said, damn, it's got to be a better way to hear our music every day. People's getting blown away, but coming outside anyway. They tried again outside and see the park. power from a streetlight made the place dark. But yo, they didn't care, they turned it out. I know a few understand what I'm talking about. Remember, Bronx River, rolling thick with cool DJ Red Alert and Chuck Chill Out on the mix. When Africa Islam was rocking the jams, and on the other side of town was a kid named Flash. Patterson and Millbrook Projects, Casanova all over, you couldn't stop it. The Nine Lives crew, the Cypress boys, the real rock steady taking out these toys. As odd as it looked, as Wallace it seemed, I didn't hear a peep from a place called Queens. It was 76 to 1980, the dregs in Brooklyn was crazy. You couldn't bring out your set with no hip-hop because the pistols would go. So why don't you wise up, show off the people in the place that you are whack? Instead of trying to take out LL, you need to take your homeboys off the crack. Cause if you don't, well then nerves will become shop. And that would leave the job up to my own Scott LaRock. And he's from
South Bronx, the South, South Bronx, South Bronx.
Said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Oh, yeah.
Funny fucker, aren't you?
Home and she held my hand. I knew it couldn't be
to see her and she told me.